I don't know if you had to play in any of the rain that's falling now, but obviously 11 under par and medalist, outstanding play. I'm sure you got to be thrilled.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm used to this weather, being from England. It's pretty much, everyone's come up to me and was like, since this, they've been texting me, oh, you're so used to the rain and all of that. But funny enough, the summers there are pretty good, but I've played a lot of golf in rain before, so to me, this was nothing. I see guys cooped up in their waterproofs struggling out there, and I was just wearing my normal golf stuff, no waterproofs, no restriction. It's almost like my skin is kind of built for it now. But yeah, it feels unbelievable, obviously, to go out there and win it. But now everyone's going to have the chip on the shoulder of the guy that won. They're going to try to go out there and beat me. So I got to kind of fend them down and see how it goes. But obviously looking forward to tomorrow because I'm playing some of the best golf I've played in a while. The whole quarantine stuff, actually, it's very sad what's going on in the world and everything now. But it's helped my golf game a lot. I put a lot of work in and stuff like that. So I'm now reaping the benefits of all the hard work I put in.
How much do you know about the history of this tournament, some of the people that have won, and some of the people who have actually also been medalists that maybe didn't win the tournament overall?
Funny enough, I didn't really look at it before coming, but we were on the, where was it? We were on, it was the practice round, and we were on one of the tees, and the guy was going through one of the books that we get and just saying like who's won it, and they came up with the stats of like 20, like I was thinking it was like 11 of the President Cup's players or whatever have played in this and made it to the Sweet 16 and things like that, and that's when it was like kind of sunk in, like this is actually a massive event and stuff like that. And a lot of people say it's the hardest event in amateur golf to win because there is so much golf. So I've done step one, which I wanted to do at the start of the week, was to obviously qualify and try to go out and win the stroke play. But now it gets down to the nitty-gritty bit of trying to be able to beat the person you're playing against. So it's a completely different test to trying to beat 150, however many people there are, instead of trying to beat that one person. You just got to play your own game and go from there, really.
Well, I know from over the years, those of us in Chicago got a lot of time to speak with Luke Donald. You probably know who he is.
Yep.
And he would talk about playing in weather like this and say, it's nothing. And he goes, if it bothers certain people, I got an advantage already. Maybe you felt that way a little today.
No, definitely. My dad's kind of always drilled in the idea of when it's raining, there's probably 75% of the field that don't want to be there. And you've only got to beat 25% of the field. So when you, how many guys were playing today? Probably 50. If you go with that, that's not many guys to try to beat. But it's just, obviously I'm used to it. I'm playing, I struggled my first nine today. Was 2 over through 9, I believe, and forgot about it, put it behind me, and then I was hitting good shots. I was just missing on the wrong side, and I just said to myself, I'm going to start missing on the fat side and not try short side myself. And from there on, I don't think I short sided myself. I've been rolling it really well, so it's just kind of getting on the greens. The greens are so true. I thought it was going to be different putting with the pin in, because last week at the 3M, obviously, I couldn't. Can do whatever you want to do, a COVID test and stuff like that. But it's fun. Obviously, it's kind of slowly sinking in. Like all my buddies are texting me, like the whole Minnesota boys go are all kind of behind me. And then one of my teammates actually just won the Wisconsin State Am. So, and he caddied for me last week in the 3M. So it's kind of nice that both of us have done this today. So our coach is obviously very happy right now.
Yeah, well, the Wisconsin State Am, obviously a very popular place. A lot of the guys from Illinois, where I'm from, went up there to play, which normally doesn't happen. So some of the Wisconsin Knights were kind of taking a look at that. But Milwaukee Country Club, so historic. And if you got a chance to play there, you know, that's an outstanding place to go. But tell me a little bit about your career at Minnesota. And obviously it sounds like you got a sponsor's exemption to play at 3M last week.
Yeah, no, I did. So I had a pretty solid, I would say, career in college so far. I had a really good fall season this fall. I was playing probably some of the best golf of my life. I think I had like 11 rounds in the 60s. My scoring average was 69.3. So I was obviously playing well. And then obviously got in a 3M last week, which was, I won the Minnesota State Open. And that's when I received the exemption. So that was a big surprise. I just thought I was going to get like a nice kind of voucher for the pro shop as well. But at the same time, Hollis Kovner came on and he basically was like, yeah, because you're stuck here. Because I mentioned it in my speech. And he was like, how about you play in the 3M Open? And I was like, it just hit me, and I was like, did that really happen? I had to pinch myself because I thought I was in a dream. But yeah, it's just kind of right now, everything's pretty, this summer's been pretty good. I'm trying to take the positives out of it because obviously what's happening right now in the world it's not fun. So I'm just kind of taking every step as it comes. And then with obviously finding out whether our season is going to be on, like finding out yesterday that the ACC have canceled all golf for this fall, it's probably all the other big conferences, Big Ten, might follow it. So at the moment, it's just, this obviously feels surreal. So I'll probably go back to my hotel room after this and get some sleep and get ready for tomorrow. And then it's just going to be a new day tomorrow and forget what's happened, because it's what you got to do, especially in match play as well. You can't go against and try beat the guy you're playing. You have to try play your best golf on the golf course and see if that adds up to beat the guy you're playing against. So I know a lot of people try to get chalked up of like, well, if he makes bogey, I need to make par and stuff like that. It's like, no, go out there and play your own golf. I've just shot 6 under out there. Not many guys are going to be able to beat that. So we'll see how tomorrow goes.
Well, I have to ask you, had it still been played, would you have tried to kind of sneak down to Kohler, not that far from Minnesota, and cheer on the Team Europe in the fall? If your coach would have given you a day or so.
Yeah, no, there. I probably should have. So I don't know. When was that?
It was supposed to be in the end of September.
Okay.
You'd have been up at school.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we were playing, actually, the way that I think we'll be playing the tournament. So,
yeah, I know that the University of Illinois team all kind of managed to get into the Ryder Cup at Medina in 2012 when it was there, when Europe had the big comeback, exciting victory.
Yeah, no, I was looking, and I think it is because my friends wanted to come over for it, and it was the same time as the tournament that we have. So it is what it is, but I don't know if I want to be a Europe fan and on it's Wisconsin, right, soil. Yeah. So that would be a tough one. I know guys that played in it when it was at Hazeltine, and they said that was some of the toughest crowds they've ever had. Rowdy and all of that. And then going to Minnesota, it was even rowdy for me. And I was like, I didn't even play. I know I'm from Europe, but
yeah,
it's fine. But now I've got a chip on them. Obviously, they won a Paris National, so I've got one up on them there. So,
well, the European big tent, I guess, Team Europe tent, the cocktails were flowing about 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. They got a head start, I think, on the rest of the tents. But I was up there. It was a great atmosphere. And I'm assuming you've probably played Hazeltine before.
I have.
What'd you think of that?
I love it up there. So Chandler, the head pro, he's very supportive of the Gophers, helps us out a lot. I was actually up there. It must have been... It was the Friday before the 3M because they closed TPC to get it ready. I didn't really have anywhere to go out and play and practice. It was going to be to a similar standard of TPC. So we were able to, Tom and I, my teammate who caddied for me, were able to get out there. So I really thought then I shouldn't be playing because I shot 69 and Tom shot 66. I was like, hey, I may as well give you the sponsor's exemption instead. So he kind of really gave me a kick in the butt, but it was nice though. I love that place. At first, when I played it in the fall and it was cold and didn't play too well. And I didn't think too much of it. Whereas now I've played it when it's been in its best condition, and it's definitely up there for my favorite course in Minnesota, if not my favorite course.
Well, finally, how does your approach change, or does it, as you move from stroke play to match play?
My approach doesn't change at all. It might change if the guy either holes out or hits it really close and I'm trying to hit it to the middle of the green, but you just kind of have to take it as it comes, really. I'm going to go try that out there and try beat the scorecard instead of trying to beat the player I'm playing. That's kind of the way that I play match play. As I said earlier, a lot of people get fixated in trying to beat the person they're trying to play, but I used to do that as a kid, but my dad is a pretty good golfer himself, and he's played a lot of match play, and he was just like, I always used to be good in stroke play. I struggled a bit at match play, and he was like, why does it change? And I was just like, I don't know. I feel like I try beat the person I'm trying to play. And he's like, how about you just try go make as many birdies as you can against the scorecard and have your own game against the scorecard? Mm-hmm. So, and you know that they're going to shoot level par. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So, and that definitely helped me. And I do that as well when I'm out there on the golf course. I just try almost have a little game with the scorecard if I can. So, and obviously my game paid off today, so it was nice.
Feel good. You know, keep an umbrella on.
Sam Bennett.
Thank God. it was kind of tough not having a caddy out there. I kind of wish I did, because it was a lot of work and it was a long day, 36 holes in the rain, but it wasn't enough to affect anything, really.
So you feel like you played pretty well in spite of the conditions, and yeah. I know you're that close to being the medalist. I'm sure you would have loved to have had that, but I know a lot of guys say, well, the main thing is to make sure you get to the match play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy the way I played. I mean, I hit good shots coming down the stretch, even though I bogeyed 16, 18. I mean, I didn't come here to make pars. I mean, you got to take advantage. So, yeah, I'm a little disappointed, but, I mean, the champion's not crowned today, so it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. And usually the guy who's the medalist there, or like last week with the women's Western amateur, the number one seed, first match, loses to the 32 seed 3-1. And, you know, people put a bullseye on your back then.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, just like at the USAM, I mean, who cares if you can win the USAM medal play and not get to the Masters. So it's all about just getting top 16. And I'm feeling pretty confident in my game. And not to sound bold or cocky or anything, but the way I'm playing, I think it's going to be tough for somebody to beat me head up.
Have you played in this tournament before, or are you new to Western Amateur?
This is actually my first time playing the Western Am, and definitely be coming back.
Mm-hmm. How much practice, how many competitive events or rounds have you had a chance to play with the pandemic thing going on?
I've been playing a lot of golf, a decent amount. I played in the Southern Am last week at Merido and played all right, but this is only my second event back, and it feels good. It was nice to feel some adrenaline and some nerves. I mean, it was nice to be in contention for once. You know, to be honest, I haven't been in contention too much, so it was kind of nice having the chance to, you know, so-called choke it off or not finish the way I wanted to, but I was just happy to be out playing and competing again.
Did you know much about this golf course? Have you played many Pete Dye golf courses?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Pete Dye golf courses, and I didn't know much about it. I knew it was always just lush and just perfect shape, pristine. And then I watched the 91 highlights when Daly won the PGA here, and the 2012 BMW, so I watched that before I came here, and I think it helped a little bit, but I really didn't know much coming in. I haven't played much golf up north either. I played in Minnesota last fall, but other than that, I mean, playing on this bent fairways and bluegrass rough, it's a little different for us from Texas.
Well, John Daly was from Arkansas at the time. He gets told on Wednesday for a Thursday first round of the PGA that he might be in. So he gets ready, gets the call, drives 8 or 9 hours to get here from Arkansas, rolls in about midnight, and he's on the tee the next day. And 4 days later, he's holding the Wanamaker Trophy. So you can come up and you can do it, and you can settle in here. It's a pretty good golf course.
Yeah, it's sweet, man. Like I said, this is off topic. I'm just really happy to be in this situation because, like, you know, this is what us golfers, you know, live for, being under pressure, being under the gun, having to hit shots and coming down the stretch. I mean, I really did. I hit in the water on 16, but I hit a good shot. And then 18, I hit a good shot, just went in the water. And I'm tired of my coaches back home can tell you I play a little too conservative and make a lot of pars and get top 10 to top 30 every time. And then I got a different mindset coming into this week and making birdies. So coming down the stretch, I was trying to make something happen, honestly. I mean, like on the last hole, I was trying to birdie. I wasn't trying to par and get in the playoff. I didn't even know if they were doing a playoff. But like I said, I mean, I'm a little disappointed, but today you don't crown the Western Amateur champion.
Do you change anything as the format flips to match play? Does it depend, you know, if all of a sudden your opponent's in really bad trouble, you just, you know, do you back off a little bit and say, hey, I can a par will win this hole by two shots?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I think this is a great match play course because there's lots of birdie opportunities, lots of bogeys out there, lots of water. You got 7 hit shots. Yeah, depending on where my player is tomorrow, might take more of aggressive line or more conservative line, and I think I'll probably be hitting some different clubs off tees, just depending on, you know, if I'm second or have a lead, just seeing what they can do. But I'm excited. It's a good match play.